group of drawings by Michelangelo capture his legacy as one of the most significant artists in Western culture. Michelangelo, Sacred and Profane, features more than 20 of his sketches and drawings. It's on display at the Frist Center for the Visual Arts in Nashville, Tennessee. Trinita Kennedy is curator for the exhibit.
He's one of those artists that is so famous that we often just call him by his first name, but he had a name that actually was Michelangelo di Lodovico Buonarroti Simoni, but he often went by just Michelangelo Buonarroti.
Kennedy says visitors will see 26 pieces drawn by Michelangelo.
The earliest one dates to around 1504, which is just before Michelangelo turns 30. And then there are several drawings that bring us all the way up to the final years of his life. There are drawings that are for architecture, for sculpture and painting, and those are the three arts that he practiced. And there are even drawings for military fortifications, which are a very little known aspect of his career. So he actually worked on the defense of Florence when it was under siege in 1529-30.
Ann Kennedy believes visitors will enjoy the art because it is accessible and, in some cases, quite familiar.
There are beautiful images of the Madonna and Child. There are figure drawings of men in action. There's a really great drawing of a horse. And there aren't very many drawings of animals by Michelangelo, and so that's kind of fun to have. There's a drawing that's on the back of a letter that Michelangelo wrote, so you get a sense of what his penmanship was like. Yeah, I think you feel immediate connection to these drawings. And also, I think it's fascinating to look at these pieces of paper that are 500 years old, and you know, they you can see the wear and tear on them, and the stains from age that we call foxing. It's really neat to see these in person and try to analyze what Michelangelo was doing and thinking.
Now, in case you're wondering if his name is Michelangelo or Michelangelo.
Actually, you can say it Michelangelo or Michelangelo. The name has been anglicized, so either is fine. We know who you're talking about.
Michelangelo made many great drawings, paintings, and sculptures. Perhaps his most famous work is the Sistine Chapel at the Vatican in Rome. But Michelangelo was not just a visual artist.
Michelangelo was a poet.
He was?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Right. I mean, he was a literate artist. He wrote a lot of poems. His letters also survive. He had talent in many different areas.
The works in Michelangelo, Sacred and Profane, were organized by the Muscarelli Museum of Art at the College of William and Mary in Virginia. Dr. John T. Spike, the museum's assistant director, tells us the title Sacred and Profane stems from Michelangelo's Christian faith.
There is the divine immortality, and we below do our best to aspire to understand and love it, yet we are mortal, and that's why the term profane.
Dr. Spike adds that Michelangelo's Christianity is a factor in his lasting impact.
The quality of a work of art is directly proportional to the quality of the idea that is contained and expressed by that work of art. In fact, for that reason, sacred works of art have an advantage over other genres.
Kennedy points to several other reasons we're still influenced by the work of Michelangelo.
It's incredibly beautiful, for one thing. He was an amazing draftsman, and that's really what this exhibition highlights. So he was able to work in all of these different fields because he had drawing as the foundation.
Michelangelo might not have wanted us to see his drawings, as he destroyed many of them himself. Kennedy says that's because he wanted people to think his work was easy. That said, Dr. Spike tells us the artist was confident in his abilities. But did Michelangelo know his work would be for the ages?
That's a very good question, Paul, because in fact from the age of 7, more or less, he knew that everybody was going to be intensely interested in everything that he did for the rest of his life and forever. That was his point of view.
Dr. Spike says that when we see Michelangelo, Sacred and Profane, we will, in a way, get to know the artist.
One of the first approaches is to realize that a drawing the marks made by red or black chalk or ink on a piece of paper bring us in the closest possible content to seeing his thinking as he works out his ideas. We can even see places where he changed his ideas. So there's an intimacy of them.
Kennedy agrees and says the exhibit should not be missed.
This is the first time that Michelangelo has ever been to Nashville, and I'm sure he never thought that he would make it to the home of country music, but here he is. And we want people to really understand his life and career. This is an extraordinary opportunity to see works by one of the greatest artists of all time.
Michelangelo, Sacred and Profane, runs until January at the Frist Center for the Visual Arts. To find out more, go to fristcenter.org. fristcenter.org. Paul Ladd, Nashville.